From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carl. Welcome back, Carl. I got to say, you picked a bad time to return from your vacation. Hardly anything's been going on this week. Chicago blues legend Corky Siegel will be joining us later on to play. He'll be playing our Not My Job game and some blues harp. Until then, I guess we'll just, you know, poke around the week's news, see if anything jumps up, spins around, and shoots us in the face. Give us a call. Play our game. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Peter Smith from Camden, Maine.
Hey, Peter, how are things in Maine?
Well, they're probably pretty good. I'm actually on vacation in California, but I've been watching.
But from what you hear, things back in Maine are fine.
That's right.
That's great. Well, welcome to our show, wherever you are, Peter. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine, as well as other publications, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Peter.
Next, say hello to the woman behind the nationally syndicated advice column Ask Amy, Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hey.
And lastly, say hello to author and humorist Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hello, Roy.
Hey, Peter.
Peter, welcome to the show. Now, we're going to welcome Carl back with a round of Carl Castle's Countdown. That's the game where we play some songs suggested by the week's news. Your job, tell us what the story is about. Do that at least two times out of three. You'll win Carl's voice and your home answering machine.
Okay.
Carl, so what have you got for us?
Well, Peter, first, there was a story in the news this week so complex, so multifaceted, it could only be captured by a medley.
Shut the
So,
how about Chain, Chain, Chain?
Those songs encapsulated the arc of a riveting saga this week. What are we talking about?
I was hoping for a nice rendition of I Shot the Sheriff.
Yeah.
That's got to be Dick Cheney on his hunting spree.
Exactly right.
Hunting spree.
Cheney's got a gun. You know, it's been a tough week for the vice president.
Yeah, let's let him off the hook.
And now that the great South Texas lawyer cull is starting to fade into history.
If you don't let them hunt the lawyers, by the way, they'll overpopulate.
Exactly true. It's really better for them, I think.
It is.
It's more merciful.
It's humane.
They run out of clients. They starve to death.
It's a good thing.
I also think his recovery would have been speeded if they hadn't driven him to the hospital on the bumper of the car.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, well, enough of this. Enough of this.
I'm not going to make any jokes about the whole thing. It's too easy. It's like shooting 78-year-old men.
Anyway, for further perspective on this incident, we wanted to talk to somebody who, like the vice president, is a conservative, an avid bird shooter, and a man who likes the occasional tipple, our own P.J. O'Rourke. P.J., hello.
Hey, Peter, how are you?
Oh, we're good, P.J.
Every now and then comes a news event that just pretty much you were designed for.
Exactly. Well, you are actually, PJ, because like I said, you this is your hobby. You like to go out there and shoot those birds.
This is an important part of my life, and we bird shooters, we have to have these accidents every now and then, because otherwise bird shooting would become the next big yuppie sport, and there'd be quail hunting moms all over the place with their minivans wearing orange Ralph Lauren vests and so on. We have to keep it dangerous out there. Of course, now with all this publicity, the hip-hop people are going to want to get in on it. Fling on the wing.
Yeah. I got it. So since you're an expert in this and you travel in these circles, first question, is there really any chance that these guys were sober when this happened?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, sadly, there was, because it would be nice to I'm old enough to remember when drunk was a good excuse, you know. You got to be quick out there. You got to be quick on these quail, and you don't have your cocktail until the sun goes down.
I wanted to ask you, though, about this event, because the vice president himself on Britt Hume's interview talked about how it happened. He said, well, one of the outlier guides found a covey of birds, he said, and so he alerted us by radio. We got into our vehicles. We drove out. It's like Gosford Park.
Right.
They have Hutton Cole running servants out there finding the birds. Did the servants actually, like, hold the birds up in the air to make them a better target for these patrician shooters?
This is sort of like the T-ball of hunting.
Yeah.
Everybody shoots till it's always a 400 to 400 tie, yeah.
everybody
gets a trophy.
Right.
It's armed golf. Yeah. There's no doubt about it, but hey, nobody ever said golf was easy.
Well, P.J. O'Rourke, we're delighted to get your expert perspective on this. Thank you, and we'll see you back here in Chicago soon.
You bet you will.
Bye-bye, P.J.
Bye-bye.
All right, Carl, did anything else happen this week?
Well, believe it or not, Peter, the world kept turning, and so does my turntable. Now, here's a song that was sung by the judges at the Winter Olympics in Turin this week.
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out.
So, who put his right foot in when he should have kept it out?
Bodie Miller.
Bodie Miller, very good, yeah. So he was in the cover of Time, he was the cover of Newsweek, he was our great hope for the Olympics, but he blew his first race, and then in his second event he committed the mortal skiing sin of straddling one of the gates. After that mishap, he said he didn't really care, he was, quote, satisfied with his performance. And he was happy, this is true, that he wouldn't have to make, you know, the long trip down to Turin, you know, for the medal ceremony.
Right.
Yeah, that's a relief.
He can get a job now. How about that?
Yeah.
Can you get a job straddling? Is that a workaday skill?
Yeah,
I mean, outside of, you know, Congress?
Carl, what do you have for our last song?
I have Ringo Starr's hit of 1974. Talking about something that finally saw the light of day this week.
But all I've got is a photograph. You're not real life. You're not coming back anymore.
President Bush might be wishing that someone did not have a photograph of him. With whom?
That's got to be Jack Abramoff.
It is, of course. Ever since the Uber lobbyist pleaded guilty, people have been wondering when the first evidence of Abramoff's relationship with George Bush would show up this week. Time magazine published a photo of the president shaking the hand of one of Abramoff's clients, with the lobbyist himself popping up in the background, sort of like an evil Where's Waldo.
You know, where is a vice president when a president needs it?
I know. Carl, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Peter had a winning score, Peter. 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on his home answering machine.
Very well done, Peter.